the show. Y'all, it is absolutely true. Absolutely true, y'all. I would like for each and every one of you to please welcome the new co-host here on the little show, y'all. Y'all, many of you may not, you'll probably recognize the voice, but you may not know the name. But y'all, please welcome to the BFO, y'all, the new co-host of the BFO. Y'all, put your hands together for the one, the only, Poodle McNoodle. Ah, dear gushy McCready. Oh, thank you so much. It's lovely to be here. And my name is Poodle McNoodle. And Poodle McNoodle, it's just lovely to have you here with us. Yes, McCready, it's just lovely to be here. And Poodle McNoodle, have you ever done a little show before? No. Well, Poodle McNoodle, I know that it is just going to add. It is going to add so much to the little show. And y'all, sometimes you've got to make changes. You've got to make changes to your shows just to keep it fresh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Put your hands together for the only Poodle.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4249 of the BFO for the 17th of May 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, what is wrong with your voice? I've got a little frog in it. Poor frog. Clippies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. Your Clippies today, Big Fatty. Where did you find that clip? Well, you know, we've gone into the archives. And Poodle, I'm sure you remember it as if it were yesterday. Big Fatty, I remember it as if it was 14 years ago. November the 15th, 2010, was Poodle's first appearance on the BFO. Big Fatty, and Well, I've tried my best, but, you know, it's still a train wreck. Maybe I'm a little more comfortable. I'm definitely a little more vulgar, but anyway, Big Fatty, let's just move past, I've seasoned, seasoned Poodle. Oh, Big Fatty, somebody down there in the future will think that's something you throw on a Barbie.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I gotta see y'all this weekend. We have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I'm gonna do it a little bit different today, because y'all, our first birthday that we're going to mention today is on Sunday. Y'all, a long-time listener of the little show, and y'all, I oftentimes wonder if he's still listening or lurking. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, lurking with Pokey. Yes, and one of my favorite childhood nursery rhymes, lurking with Pokey. Well, or maybe that was a pone I saw sometime. Well, probably so. But y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Jimmy Farmer. Big Betty, we love working with Pokey and Jimmy Farmer. We do indeed. And y'all, then our final two celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, they're both today. They're both today for right day. And y'all, I am very honored to have one of the celebrants sitting here with me today. Oh, Big Betty, it's just you and me. Well, that's because, y'all, believe it or not, today is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of the best co-host ever on the BFO. Big Betty, I'm the only co-host ever on the BFO. No, that's not true. Your cousin, Canoodle McNoodle. Oh, yes, Daniel Beaver love Canoodle. Anyway, y'all, it's Poodle's birthday. Big Betty, it's the celebration of exiting the big cake. No, you didn't exit a big cake. Well, maybe, but I'll tell you somebody who would exit a big cake. Y'all, she's a long time supporter and listener and former number one fan just last year of the BFO. Y'all, she is everybody's favorite lesbitarian. Y'all, she's over there in the Faroe Islands. Y'all, believe it or not, I just got a card from her. And I read on yesterday's little show. Y'all, it is the one and only owner of the infamous lodge. Y'all, it's the one and only Kim Beaver. Big Betty, I'm honored to share a celebration of exiting the birth canal with Kim Beaver. Indeed. So, y'all, if you see Jimmy Farmer, Poodle, or Kim, wish us a big piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. The Fat K. B-I-G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty on that.
That is correct. Big Fatty, you don't have much content today. You only play the long version when you don't have anything to pull out of your ass. Well, I've got some stuff today. But y'all, we've got some quiz program updates for you. So y'all, Wednesday night was the finale of the big run, and y'all, I was very pleased with the outcome. I'm not going to tell you who won and all, but I was very pleased with who came in fourth, and I'm glad they came in fourth, and a little surprised in of 2 and 3, and absolutely delighted with who won the big run. Oh, Big Betty, yes, it was very exciting. Same, you were up late last night. And y'all, just a note of reminder, and I forgot to remind you about the big run finale. But y'all, next Wednesday, that's the 22th of May, y'all, that is the finale of the Survivor. Y'all, the Survivor is good this season, and y'all watch that last night, and let's just say I was pleased with the circumstances And the way it all played out last night, oh, yes, Big Fatty, and Daddy Ron wants to do dirty things, never mind. But y'all, I got a testimonium from Dirty Ron. Big Fatty, sometimes the truth just slips out, doesn't it? Well, yes. But Daddy Ron texted me and said he wanted to do well anyway. But the big news last night was... y'all, the Big Brother premiere... The premiere of Big Brother, y'all, the Chinbot was on a commercial, and y'all, Big Brother for 2024 will debut on Wednesday, the 17th of July. Now, y'all, that means that they will go into the, I don't know, sometimes they go, we'll be hearing more about who's going to be in there, probably after the holiday in July. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. You mean Taffy Carlisle Huffington's exiting? No, 4th of July. Oh, what day is that? It's on the 4th of July. Oh, how independent. But y'all always looking forward to the summer guilty pleasure. Yes, Big Fatty. Music, we do indeed. Y'all, a little housekeeping. Yes, Big Fatty, we hear Hortensia Jr. Cleaning the dining area in preparation for Friday at Fatty's. No, well, that too. But y'all, you probably can't hear that, just like no one ever heard the Hawk. You know, flying by when there was podcasting with windows open. Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver, she sent me that postcard. I couldn't read part of it, and y'all, she responded. Did you go look at the card? Miss Beaver, first of all, Dr. Stone said, is it Tom of Finley? No, it's not Tom. Miss Beaver said it's Tove of Finland. And the word I couldn't read was Mother of All Horrors, and that includes Big Fatty. Big Fatty Vulgar! Miss Weaver, thank you for a quick reply to all of that. And y'all, the Dr. Stone also, let me just take this. Oh, well, y'all, while I'm at it, y'all, I did receive a... A testimonium from that Chris from Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee. Here's Miss Beavers. Tom of Finland, it's his sister Tove of Finland, the mother of all horror lesbians. Yes, this includes Big Fatty. I don't know why that hadn't posted yet. Big Fatty, I don't either. What am I trying to say here? Big Fatty, we don't know. I'm the one getting older, and you sound like you're just headed downhill. Y'all, that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. Y'all, it really is Shanique's podcast, and he says, ha, 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 why the hell would I try to make up something like Shanique's? Like Shanique's podcast. Well, I can answer that by saying I've met you. That's why. And I love you, you big fat thing. Have a lovely day. By the way, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, will you be coming to the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend? Y'all, we learned that Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and Tommy... will be there, and y'all back to Dr. Stone, back on when we debuted the as the stomach, no, not as the colon churns music, the new segment, Dr. Stone says, please tell your sponsor that your new segment got the stubborn ring around my colon out. And Moose P says, wasn't colon churn the old gal stripper name in college? I said, no, it's but colon churn is the stripper name when she sharts and has to strip. Fatty, you've made it vulgar. But anyway, some updates there. Y'all, as far as what I did, it was just an average evening. The Nip stopped by, and we visited for a little bit. And, y'all, did I have any supper? I don't remember. I don't recall. If I did, it wasn't much. And then, y'all, I watched I did not watch the Jeopardy, because, y'all, we had the Thunder Boomers, the tornadic weather ratting alerts going off. So, we it wasn't here. It was a little bit closer to Alex and Brandon, but up there near Carolina Cheese and Provisions, but all are safe from what I understand. Big Fatty, you hadn't heard that they're not safe. Well, that's true. And y'all, I did, like I say, watch The Survivor and The Big Run. Y'all, like we mentioned earlier, I was up till 11 o'clock. Y'all, when 11 o'clock hit, I was ready for bed. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I crawled in there, and I was out like a light. And, woke up about 6:20 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, very rested, ready to get up. Got up, had my coffee. Y'all, I had shisha meat rice for my brofkas. And read the paper, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres went up. Did my senior size class. Did the big circle. Came back, got my share, and y'all took a nipple nap. I took a nipple nap so I can be ready to record the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm waiting for the mail to arrive. Y'all, that Holly out there in Denver, y'all, I'm getting some new poke the buyers. And y'all, I'm selling olives iron. And the return packaging comes today. And y'all, what more excitement can you be happy about? And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, oh dear, guys, y'all, I haven't mentioned, I don't think, what we're having for right. In fact, y'all, I'm making homemade ground beef and mushroom stroganoff with buttered noodles, and I'm gonna make some fried cabbage and some roasted broccoli. I've got some cheese bread, and and we're having the charcuterie tray for the appetizer and for dessert.
Big Fatty, is it cake?
It is cake. It is coconut custard cake from the Vonzies.
Big Fatty, you are lovely.
And y'all, the birthday girl.
Put your hands together for the only poodle.
Oh, and don't forget Miss Beaver. You know, we're just a couple of party animals.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.